On this day, 62 years ago, Fidel Castro launched the attack that marked the start of the Cuban Revolution. The day is celebrated by the communist government there annually, but this year it comes after a remarkable week in U.S.-Cuban history with the reopening of embassies in both countries. This morning, Communist Party official José Ramón Machado Ventura spoke at a ceremony in Santiago de Cuba. Michael Weisenstein is the Associated Press Bureau Chief in Havana and watched this morning's ceremony.
He said, "We've now moved into the second stage of the warming, which is normalization, and we expect to see the dropping of the trade embargo on Cuba and the return of the base at Guantanamo Bay." And those are demands that Cuba has made since the very beginning of the declaration that they'd be reopening ties with the U.S. But this was interesting because it was the first comment by a high-ranking Cuban official since the embassies reopened on Monday.
He says President Raul Castro himself spoke only very briefly afterwards. Despite the speeches and the anniversary, Weisenstein says that for many Cubans, today is just an ordinary Sunday.
It's a measure of how much Cubans are engaged with sort of everyday problems and not as much their revolutionary history as they had been in the past. That you don't see, I mean, looking out my window now, you don't see flags hanging from the street. You don't see people celebrating or going to events.
We turn to Dr. Andy Gomez, who is a senior fellow in Cuban studies at the University of Miami, to explain the importance of July 26.
62 years ago, it seems like yesterday, a band of rebels led by Fidel Castro attacked the military barracks in Santiago de Cuba, trying to begin to overthrow the government of Fulgencio Batista. They fail. Many of his colleagues were captured, executed at Moncada. Fidel, Raul, and a few others escape into the hills. And later, of course, they were sent to prison by President Batista.
So if it was an attack that failed and in some ways was even botched, how did that turn into an event that people would want to celebrate?
Well, we have to understand that by then, many Cubans on the island were extremely upset of the dictatorship of Batista. This was his second time around. He had risen from a sergeant to be actually the president of the dictator of Cuba. There was a high level of corruption going on at the same time. And there were many groups trying to fight the Batista regime. And Fidel was one of those groups and the first one to literally take on Batista at a serious level. And the symbolism, even with the failure, the symbolism that it represented, the first serious attack or challenge on the Batista regime began to rally the Cuban people around Fidel Castro.
So given everything that it represents, can you talk about how Cuba has marked the anniversary since then?
Well, since then, the flag of the July 26 movement, which became the Communist Party of Cuba, has been the symbol of the Cuban Revolution.
Could you describe that flag and the kind of situations, the places where you see it?
The flag is red and black with a 26 in the middle. Cuba's military wears an armband representing that July 26 flag. And I can tell you, in exile around this time of the year, we're very careful here in Miami not to wear red and black.
This has been a rather extraordinary week for U.S.-Cuba relations. Embassies have opened in both countries. There's a sense of economic opening, cultural openings.
Absolutely.
What does July 26 mean for Cuba now?
For Cubans on the island, I think the symbolism has somehow, I wouldn't say been erased, but has started to surely disappear. The ideology of that July 26 movement and later on the Marxist ideology that Cuba embraced has begun to somehow, particularly among the young Cubans, be challenged and become a point of contradiction. Change has started in Cuba, as we all know, but change still doesn't have a very clear definition for the Cuban people.
Well, do you think that trend could continue? I mean, do you imagine a Cuba that moves away from celebrating today's date?
I don't think so. I think that July 26 day will continue to be marked down in history as a very special day in the history of Cuba. I mean, I do not think the books, history books, can erase the purpose of the date, or even Fidel Castro and Raul Castro and the others that participated, how they're going to be celebrated once they're gone from the picture remains to be seen.
Dr. Andy Gomez was the Dean of International Studies and a Senior Fellow for Cuban Studies at the University of Miami. Dr. Gomez, thank you very much.
My pleasure to talk to you.